You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do. Perfect.
Ay, papi! Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go. Apparently, I think Nutmeg lost his mind when he heard me. Did he? I think
nope.
He got...
Didn't even move.
Oh no, the puppy cam shot an alert because I thought that the dog was crying.
Oh, that's you screaming? That was the dog crying? That's great.
What a good start. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest Premier League-based soccer show here on eltwitche.com.
That's right. And it also happens to be the gulliest Premier League-based show on eltwitche.com.
Somebody's saying that they're still hearing the Slack sound. Why are they still hearing the Slack sound? I will try to remove that because it's really annoying.
Let me know if you heard it again.
Oh, okay. I do hear it. I have it set to mute. Okay, here it is. Mute all sounds from Slack. Sorry about that, everybody. People listening to this podcast have no idea what I'm talking about because they're not hearing it.
Well, that's also because we effectively edited it out and not used a different audio to make my job easier.
Do you still hear? Wait, no. If I still hear it, why then people are still hearing it? Okay, I think I know what to.
People are saying heard that one.
Yes. Okay. Mute. Okay. Now.
Sponsored by that ball deodorant money and Bing, which I want to read this. This is a tweet we got from Lance Arroyo. So it's very Lance Arroyo, which is like, you know, are you half WASP, half Puerto Rican?
it sounds great. Go
and
for it.
The two flags are the Jamaican flag and the Puerto Rican flag. So I'm very confused.
Okay. Yeah, well, Lance is Jamaican, right? There's a lot of Lances that are Jamaican.
You know what? I didn't know any Jamaicans named Lance, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I am.
He put, if nothing else, you got to respect just how long the Manscaped ad is on Soccer Cooligans. It's like those infomercials from back in the day that played at like 5:30 a.m. And you're just like, holy shit, how long is this commercial? I'm trying to watch cartoons. Which, by the way, cartoons, perfect analogy for us.
Yes, very much a cartoon. Week after week, we just keep coming back.
I sound like I've been hit with a couple anvils in the head. So,
Alexis, your camera is kind of losing focus and coming back. I don't know
is
if you noticed that. You might have to sit a little closer. Hello, everybody. That. Yes. Welcome to another Prem Show. We are live here on Twitch. We tape every Wednesday. We're here live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So come through eltwitche.com, whatever, English, Spanish, they both work.
If you're listening to us and you're wondering, wait a minute, I didn't know they did this on Twitch. Yeah. So you can come be a part of the show. If you say something funny in the chat, you become a part of the show.
Exactly.
So, come hang out with us on Twitch, baby.
Okay, I'm excited about today. Obviously, a lot of news, whether it's Premier League stuff, just some European soccer-based stuff. But obviously, today was it's still going on, but the inauguration.
It's a celebration.
There is an orange weight lifted off of us, where we can at least.
To think of it as an infectious tumor has been removed. You know,
okay, we can just breathe for a second. Before we start hating Joe Biden. All right, look, I just this. Time right now, we just have to appreciate where we can just be like, oh, okay. And then like next, by Monday, we start hating politicians again. Okay. We just needed a break.
Just give us the first black vice president, the first female vice president, the first Indian American vice president, the first thousand-year-old president, right? Like, let us have this before we start throwing darts, you know what I mean?
Because it'll happen, you know, because it's interesting seeing the sort of MAGA news cycle already, right? They're starting to trying to find things that they don't like about Joe Biden. And the first thing that's coming up is the Peloton. Have you heard about the Peloton?
Yeah, which is a security, well, a risk.
That's like the rational perspective, but then they're like, how, I don't know if it's very presidential for a U.S. president to have a Peloton. Like, now they're questioning his masculinity.
But what they don't realize is he doesn't ride it. He actually grabs it from the bottom of the seat. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah, you know, how many calories do you burn exactly?
Just to assert sexual dominance. You know what I mean? Does that make you feel better? Trash ass Newsmax.
Oh my goodness. So look, I hope you know.
Joanna Geraldine wants to know, do y'all think J-Lo was chosen to just because she's so good, or it's a signal the administration is still moving forward, adding Puerto Rico as a state? That's a wildly good question for the show.
We did not expect that one, I'll be honest. I feel like that's a curveball from a Puerto Rican pitcher, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. In fact, take it easy, Danny Almonte.
Oh, that's a great question. I thought, how cool of it is we had Sonia Sotomayor, Puerto Rican, J-Lo there. We had A-Rod there at the inauguration, a Dominican at the inauguration. We made it.
And as a Cuban, I'll co-sign him too, because he was raised in Miami. And I'm not really allowed to talk to any of my family members from Miami right now.
Oh, man. So, look, it was, a sort of breath of fresh air. Just something different. A little bit of acknowledgement and sympathy and empathy delivered to the American public, as opposed to, calling us cucks for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little nice to have a normal human being leading the country. Doesn't mean everything's gonna be perfect tomorrow, but just I think for the most part, people have been like, it's easy to not care about politics because you're like, oh, whatever, president doesn't affect my life or whatever. But I'm like, Trump directly affected our lives in a terrible, terrible way. And I'll say, like, on from a serious note, there's a laundry list of serious things. But then as a comedian, the worst one, and I'm sure you've dealt with this, is there really nothing worse than there's nothing worse than Trump supporters at a comedy show. You can't make a joke about Trump with Trump supporters in the crowd.
Remember at the beginning of his term, everyone was going to be like, people were starting to say, like, I'd rather perform for Trump voters because that you could say whatever you want and they don't get offended. And then 5 seconds later, if you say you had a rump roast, they'd be like, what'd you say about my president? You're going to get shot.
It was a nightmare. You couldn't make jokes. Make jokes. It's like, you know, they talk about liberal snowflake this and whatever.
They were melting those snowflakes. Are you kidding me?
It was a nightmare. Oh, my God. So I'm hoping there's just less of that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, look, we're in a better mood. Hopefully things improve. And we have a, you know, but the plan, as always, is to have another fun Prem show. Okay. Where should we begin? In the chat, let us know what you would like us to discuss. Make sure you mention it. I already saw someone, I forgot who, somebody already mentioned Jordan Morris. Obviously, we have to talk about it. We spoke about it on the podcast and the TV show as well, but we can get into the weeds a little bit more. Jordan Morris.
He might not be the only one. Did you hear the rumor that another MLS player is going to Swansea?
Which one?
Paul Arriola.
Interesting.
Right? They're getting the wings.
You mentioned Paul Arriola, and Paolo in Minnesota subscribes.
There you go. Perfect timing. Thank you very much for the sub. But I don't know what's going on in Swansea. You know, they seem to be wanting to bring in a bunch of Americans. And if you think that's how it's going to get you to the promised land, I'm with it. I don't know if I agree. You know? Right? Yeah, I don't think DC United would agree with you. You know, one of the things I didn't mention, I forgot to mention on the show, with the Jordan Morris thing, maybe this is just me, but do you think that one of the reasons why he got offered a loan at Swansea was because of that video that's starting to go viral of the swing camera that caught him doing that mid-run turnaround run all the way through the defenders and score?
Okay. Yeah, that was at that was against the San Jose Earthquakes, and that was
man defense.
Yeah, and that
so
video...
everyone's like trash defending. I'm like, you don't understand. I mean, yes, but you don't understand this.
Yeah,
system.
Because it is very much a Jordan Morris highlight and a San Jose Earthquakes lowlight. You know, it just people use that as an example. It's like this high def video description of why. Of like what the weaknesses are in this system in defending in this way.
If you're gonna have like a word problem example of why man defense doesn't work, you literally have the. And I remember I talking to Matt Doyle about this. He goes, "Yeah, but one on one, what if somebody beats you? You know?" And I'm like, "Well, you got a sweeper back there the whole time. Jordan Morris is making the run." I'm like. Where's the sweeper?
You're like, somebody got to get there. And it's like, wow, nobody's really getting there. It's like the time is really passing by. That's interesting. I think the look, it's a great video and it's a great goal. And clearly Jordan Morris is very talented. Even if that didn't happen, I think people are affected by. You know, like YouTube highlight clips. If there's a great clip of something of a soccer player doing something, it could really affect your perception of that player, even if they're like trash for their entire career. But they have this one play. Remember when we saw the film Messi and Me?
Yeah,
at the film festival,
kicking and screening.
Yeah, and everybody watching and listening, there's this film called Messi and Me that's great, and it's basically about a guy that played in a charity game. It was in the U.S.
He's a college player,
but he was out of college and was like working in real estate or finance or something. He was like 2 years out of college, and he played in this charity game that I guess like an old coach was coaching the game, and it was about like superstars were there, and Lionel Messi was there as well. It was on ESPN. It was a big deal, and he scored a bicycle kick in this game, and that one bicycle kick led him to a professional contract, and he played like in Iceland and a couple I think another country as well.
Well, the video was like Messi going like, wow, good job, like that was incredible.
Yeah.
And that clip got him calls for like the Swedish second division, and I think he ended up getting like an actual offer from an Icelandic professional team, which can't even imagine that's really, much of an offer. You know, offense to the Icelandic league, but you know, there's 300,000 people in that country, you know? But nonetheless, he tried to go pro and he thought like, hey, maybe I gave up too soon on this dream. Maybe I'm good enough to, you know, blah, 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 you know, become a pro player, and I don't know that it necessarily worked out. You got to watch the movie, but yeah, dude, one clip. I mean, a lot of people say Pogba to this day was a superstar just because of Vine highlights.
Oh, look, whatever
he did win the World Cup.
who's gonna be the the first TikTok superstar that becomes
just a 19-year-old girl in a bikini playing soccer? I'm like, so, I mean, different TikTok star guys.
Somebody tagged me in this, and I can't find the tweet, but there was a guy I forgot what country, and hopefully this is real because I can't. Confirm it. I don't remember, but it was the first transfer that was done completely through Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right. I believe you posted it. Did you not?
I didn't post it. Someone tagged us in it. If anybody knows who it was, just put it in the chat. But that's just an interesting thing. It seems like what sort of the transfer market might look like, or it could also, the thing with Bitcoin is that it can lead to even shadier transfer deals. You know what I mean? Like you're really putting just cash under a table. If that's how you want to do business, fine. But it seems like it could, it's a slippery slope when it comes to that. So, but no, Jordan Morris to Swansea. How do we feel about it, everybody? I think it is a, Swansea are playing well in the championship. It could be a cool opportunity for Jordan Morris to be under the pressure of trying to get a team promoted, And we'll see how he handles that. I think that'll be the thing I want to see the most in those last, you know, 5-6 games, because I believe the table is it's fairly close.
Yeah, they're in second place. I would love if he was like, guys, why are we trying to win? Yeah, if we lose, we get a higher draft pick.
Yeah, so yeah, Swansea's obviously in second place with 46 points. Norwich is at first at 53. So nothing guaranteed. There's no guaranteed promotion here as of yet. And so if Jordan Morris can really make a difference there, you know, a 6-month loan, who knows if he ever even comes back to the Sounders, or maybe the Sounders sell him to, you know, another big team, or maybe he stays with Swansea and plays in the Premier League.
It'd How old is pretty, he?
26.
I mean, now's the time, right? Mm-hmm. If you're gonna make an impact in Europe, it's probably right around your peak, which seems to be now. He seems to have gotten over that little bit of an injury bug that he had there for a while. So best of luck to the guy. And you know what? Maybe it's like Jack Harrison and he stays on when they get promoted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is gonna be a real test, not simply for, you know, Jordan Morris's like skill, but to see if he can adapt and if he's comfortable being out of his element, because right, that's why he stood in Seattle. He wanted to stay with his family. His dad is one of the team doctors, and you know, and it worked out, and they won trophies. He played well, and so I'm excited to see this for him. I think it'll be a big deal. Judd on the bench said Bitcoin is going to bring corruption to a whole new level. All right.
I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it, get to comment on it, just sit back and enjoy.
Justin Friedberg said a few years ago, Morris to Swansea would have been a massive move. Crazy to think how far we've come. Yeah, it feels like it's weird. Not a step down, but almost
like a 2018 move.
It feels like a lateral move to Swansea, because I can't imagine he's getting. I mean, it's a loan. I'm sure he's not getting paid a ton more money or anything like that. Like this is, he's going here. Like, yo, let me test the waters. Let's see how it goes, and we'll see if I end up playing either staying in the UK. Or you know, just to weigh his options. But the fact that he is sought for, and people, you know, after recovering, he had the ACL injury. After coming back from that and playing the way he's playing, like the dude he's looking better than he did before he got injured. That's
good for him, man. I'm excited.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to discuss, somebody mentioned Aubameyang scored. All right, so I guess I feel like this show is also, it should be called the Ozil show, because we talk about Mesut Ozil. We're on Ozil watch every week.
I mean, that drama is never ending, although it seems to have come to an end. They canceled his contract. They agreed to terminate his contract.
Hold on, I just want to, Robert from LA said, he said, fun fact, Mindy Kaling is a part owner of Swansea City, but there's a typo, he put gun fact. Mindy Kaling is a part of owners.
Yeah, we know how she got there. I own this club.
Which is just a fun, like, all right, kids, gun fact. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a fun, like, little children's
I feel like
show.
That is a kid's show on Newsmax.
Oh, my goodness. So, I did not know that she's a part owner. That's really cool. RCB said, why do we care about Ozil? Look, I think it's just the tension and the drama, even though the fact, so he's officially gone to Fenerbahce. Arsenal are done with him. The interesting thing is that we still don't know why he was benched. Why they just, that's it. It'll just, like, they're taking it to their grave.
The final chapter is written. No one's allowed to read it, but the book is finished.
It is in a top safe, a top secret safe or whatever. So that's the interesting thing. Like, and it's just so weird. All the posts of his teammates, like, you know, Aubameyang, he had on Instagram, he's like, oh, I don't need to tell people how great of a person you are on and off the field, but I'm going to miss you, bro. Like, what is going on? What did he do? That is the issue. And always the theory is it's either stuff, political stuff, when he mentioned the Uyghurs, and it seems like it seems like that might have been the issue. But we do not know.
No one knows for a fact. And if that is the issue, it feels like that could have been something that had come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially from his camp. Even though he even tweeted, even though I'm no longer there, I'm still rooting for you guys today. Come on. You know,
he's been nothing but polite and sweet. There's been like not even one hint of.
Yeah, but don't you feel like that's like coordinated? And I know I'm the one who's supposed to say this, right? But don't you feel like I'm going to be so nice that it's going to piss you off? Like everyone's going to hate you because I'm so nice. Like I feel like he's doing it out of spite.
You know what? Even for me, it feels that way. Like there's
wow, everybody, Christians come to the dark side.
But there is such a he's clearly bothered. You know, there's just no way that he is not bothered. I'm just excited to just see him play again. Right, I'll tune into a Fenerbahce game just to see what's going on.
I feel like Fenerbahce highlights are going to go crazy now because he's been relaxed. He's still in top form. He's still young, at a young age for a player that plays the way he does, i.e. doesn't run a lot, you know? Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, there's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now.
This is interesting, though, for Arsenal. So these are the players that Arsenal have let go. Sanchez, Ramsey, Ozil, Cazorla, Wilshere, Socrates, Mkhitaryan, and Welbeck. They've all left in the last 3 years for free.
Good business.
So if they also get rid of David Luiz and Mustafi in the summer, which are the two rumored to go, everyone says Mustafi's nervous because they know he's next now that Ozil's gone. That's going to be $200 million, £200 million worth of talent that they've purchased and left for free.
Okay. I guess money's no object.
When Arsenal doesn't splash on like big signings, right? I think Ozil is the biggest signing in the recent past, maybe Alexis Sanchez, but we're talking 45, right? We're not dropping 80. Well, I mean, that's not true. We bought Nicola Pepe for £82 million.
Yeah. Well, the prices have gone up. Okay. Inflation is real and everybody's looking at Arsenal. They're like, yo, I think they're dumb enough to pay, you know?
I feel like the Nicola Pepe thing, we definitely got hosed. But you forgot Gideon Zalalem. Hilarious. Robert from L.A.
But Nicholas Pepe is another one. YouTube highlights? Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were just like, good. This dude is going to light it up. Okay.
I had such belief. Like Marouane Chamakh, remember him?
He had
the weird hair. I knew off the rip, this dude is trash. I knew it off the rip, right? Lacazette, I was like, I don't know if he's going to. And for the most part, I feel like I've been right. I'm like, he's good, but he's not great.
Yeah.
Right? Nicola Pepe? I was like, this dude, come on.
Okay, finally. Okay.
You know?
Finally, Arsenal has the vision I have.
Okay? Right? Our savior is here. And we're like, why can't he do keepy uppies, though?
Okay. He has a great deke,
yeah.
You know? But that's about it, okay?
Defenders now know he's just going to go, yeet. You know what I mean? And he ain't going to go. You know? He's like, that's really the only move I got. They kind of figured me out.
Did they give him the playbook? What's going on?
Yo, have they been sneaking into our training sessions?
Look, all right. Well, we'll see. Hopefully this, Arsenal's been playing pretty well the last, couple games. And hopefully this.
Where are we in the standings? Because I believe, I don't know if it's adjusted, but I know we were in 10th. Could we stay in 10th? Are we in 11th? Hey, we're still in 10th. We're in the top half. Come on. Top half of the table, baby.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on Arsenal. See how
We play Southampton next, which if we beat Southampton, son, we jump to 8th place.
Okay. Yes.
Come on.
If that's a hard
hey,
if.
Cálmate. El Twitch puto gong.
Justin Bieber say, Alexis, can you tell us who's in first?
I can't see that high from here. It looks like it's gonna be Manchester City soon enough.
A bunch of people have been mentioning Christian Pulisic and the GQ photo shoot, and obviously we have to we spent time on this on the TV show, but let's go into it a bit more as well. He is let's really break down these photos. I haven't even read the article because I can't.
Is there a need to?
I don't know. There's no words in this piece that are going to make up for these photos. And this is obviously Pulisic's Drake photo. I mean, everybody's been mentioning that. This one
is after he saw his own photos. He's got his fingers over his eyes. It looks like an old Steelers jersey he's wearing. This one's one of the most confusing photos. So for everyone listening, he's wearing like a bomber jacket and his legs are kind of spread out a little wide. He's standing there, but the jeans are cuffed in.
Mm.
They're cuffed under and the boots look like he borrowed them from his uncle. Like these do not look like they fit him. But while I've not seen jeans cuffed in since like third grade.
No, it's not a great look. I mean, we know that. It is not. It is not. It's just the boots. I'm looking at I didn't see this before. It says the prices of the clothing, which and I'll be honest, I feel like it's pretty affordable. Look at this. The vintage jacket by Helmut Lang from David Casavant Archive. Jeans, $125, which is not crazy, but when you think of a photo,
those are
shoot,
Ralph Lauren boots.
The boots are $105 by Grindrs. I don't know what Grindrs is.
I didn't know the app made boots. That's
I guess so. Okay, they're getting into the merch game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, they're waterproof. Okay. Stain resistant.
Interesting.
Anti-slip. Okay.
There's so many places I could use these.
Crimson Pizza. Seem rather functional for what I plan on doing with that.
Crimson Pizza said, those boots look like the steel toes I have to wear to work. They really are. They are more function than fashion. You know, that's the best way to describe this particular outfit.
Like, I know his dad, right? Hershey, Pennsylvania legend, was instrumental in guiding his career. But did he also have to style this photo shoot?
It's okay. And this is, you know, we mentioned this before on the podcast and on the TV show. It is. Look, I've had more time to think about this, and this is the most problematic photo right here.
This is the one where it looks like he's doing an ab crunch in a wife beater with some type of black string around his neck and arms.
What is the string around his neck? I don't understand.
I put this on Twitter as, "Hey babe, can you help me tie this tie?"
it is like some sort of suspender. It looks like the. Remember the G-Unit tank tops that had the suspenders on it? It looks like he just has the suspenders on top of a regular, like, Hanes tank top.
It looks like a dollar store gun holster, kind of. But also, it looks like it's kind of, if you're just wearing that and not the wife beater, it looks like it's sold on the same website as the boots, if you get my drift.
So, look. This is my main issue with the whole photo shoot, right? It is that Christian Pulisic is not this guy, and the world will not accept him as this guy who can be he's like the American boy, Captain America, you know, get really quick, pacey, technical on the ball, the whole thing, and people sort of like him for his kind of calm demeanor. But this is his first real attempt of like, I'm no longer a boy, I'm a man, and I kiss girls, okay? You know what I mean?
And you can't stop me, mom. And it's not just you anymore. You know what this looks like? You know,
no,
like,
dad, you cannot kiss me on the lips, okay? I am done with that.
Yeah, no more. It's only for the ladies. And if any of them call, please come get me. What this feels like, in some type of act of rebellion, you know? Like,
okay.
Like, I saw this with my sister. Like, she would try to wear something sexy, like, as she's a teenager, and would cause my mother to be like, I'm going to go get a collection of chancletas and be right back. You know, like, I mean, please, leather, you gotta,
just literally just like a charcuterie plate. You pick the one you wish.
She has like a briefcase and they're all strapped to the top and bottom, like a gun dealer. But like, you know, like, it's just like you're trying too hard. It looks awkward. You look as uncomfortable as I feel looking at it. It almost feels like I shouldn't be seeing these. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's, if I was doing a Christian Pulisic photo shoot, I would just go in such a different direction, and it wouldn't be, you know, arms over.
But isn't that the point, though? And Gal Pal Sports says a little bit of a goody two shoes, right? A little bit of a goody two boots, really, when you think about it. But when, but I think that's why he's doing this, is to shift the conversation away from, oh, he's a sweet kid, what a good boy, to watch your kids around. You know what I mean? Okay. Watch your wife around, my man.
Okay.
You know?
He might give your daughter a drink with sugar, all right? You know?
Caffeinated drink after 5 p.m. he's trying to be like, you know, hey, I might go get a motorcycle next. Like, this is another person who I think Messi is the same way. You could get as many tattoos as you want. It ain't going to change how you look.
That's it. There's something about, you know, certain people's personas and personalities that they just, you can't rebrand. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're stuck with this.
It's like putting stickers on a Dell, you know? You're like,
okay, yeah, it's you know what, you got that big compact Presario energy. You really can't get away from it.
I can still see the Sony Vaio nameplate, you know.
Oh my goodness, Chip was taking that Christian would paint Pulisic like a French girl. Yeah.
No, whoa, hold on, which brings up a good point. What would be the photo shoot you would do? Because arms around the back of your head is out.
Well, I'm thinking of like so if I was trying to do a photo shoot with Christian Pulisic, I would kind of lean into it. Wouldn't be anything like to sexualize him. It wouldn't be like that. Isn't what he needs to do. That isn't like who he is. Like I would put kind of like lean more towards like heck, go for the fashion sense of like Hector Bellerin. Like try to go there, but not. You can't go as far. You know what I mean?
But that's not his style. He couldn't carry that either.
He couldn't carry that far, but he should have gone something more sleek rather
you
than...
You think go that road.
They gave him like...
You know what?
This is what American men... This is what American men dress like. That's what he looks like.
He looks like he was going to storm the Capitol. Like,
he's like, Tony got the uniform and everything, bro.
You know, the bomber jacket made me uncomfortable as hell. I'm like, it don't look right on you, my guy. I agree with you. You know what I would do? If you want to be sexy, bro, cover my man in Hershey's chocolate. Okay.
You know?
Right? You got to show the outline of the dong.
Not the face. You can't do the face.
No, show the outline of the dong. You know what I mean? Let him really know what's coming, you know? You know, you want to go sexy, you want to go bad boy, you got to do it. You know who did rebrand, though? You know who did rebrand really well? Tim Howard. Because he was kind of, like, he's always been, like, a little bit of that, like, Jersey kind of bad boy. Thank you, J.O., for following. A.J.O., he's always kind of been a little bit of that bad boy, but like, have you seen him lately? He's legitimately covered neck to toe in tattoos. He's got tattoos on his thighs and whatnot. He's taking pictures in like...
He got the tattoo on his butt. Remember he got the butt tattoo?
Dude, he got like... he'd be wearing like Louis Vuitton and like... He poses in a way where I'm like, anyone else doing this would be corny, but he's flexing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at his IG. I'm like, yo, Tim Howard... rebranded, you know? But he lived in that little bit of corniness where Christian Pulisic is trying to chase that out too quick.
Okay, so somebody just mentioned that he was on ESPN the body issue.
But that's pre-tattoos though.
He has some tattoos. All right, everybody, you know, cover your eyes if there's children in the room or whatever, I don't know. This is him. This is definitely a rebrand. Yeah, I mean, look, if Christian Pulisic did this, people would be like, please stop it. This is too much. They'd just be like, is he old enough to be in the ESPN, the body issue? You know,
is this legal to see?
They'd be concerned.
Here, look at the Slack. I'm going to put in his Instagram. And like, you know, pull that up so everyone can see. I mean, look at what we're talking about. And then you can look at some of the other photos on his account. It's a little, you know, a little basic, right? But it's kind of got like that. I kind of got money now, right?
Yeah, yeah. He looks good. He's a good looking dude.
Good looking dude.
And when you watch him on NBC Premier League coverage, he's like he does the fine tailored suit. He's looking clean. He's doing great. So
right, he got the purple and black Jordan 1s. He's got a big Louis Vuitton bag. He's got a Balenciaga sweatshirt. He's got, I can't see what the hat says, but it looks like it's some type of like hipstery hat. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, he rebranded. He ain't in the league no more. He got money. I don't care what you think. I'm a shine. You know what I mean? Christian Pulisic still looks like, I'm not playing with you kids anymore. You know, I want to sit at the good table. Yeah, I want to sit at the cool table.
Look, I'm sorry. I got new friends. Okay.
Yeah. He don't look cool.
So look, I hope, you know, I mentioned this already, but like, I know I feel bad for Christian Pulisic because I know he probably just doesn't want to be roasted all day. I wonder what the locker room at Chelsea must be mad. You know what I mean? Look, I cause you know, Tammy Abraham and all these dudes that's always
where was Tammy? That's an honest question. Where was he?
I don't know.
He wouldn't have let this happen.
Like, if does Christian Pulisic have like a PR team that who set this up? What was the idea behind it? Like, it's just lacking any real identity and like, you know, character. It's just like so poorly put together. And it's not that the photos are that he looks ugly or anything. It's just like,
no,
it's saying who you are exactly. You know what I mean? And for it to be like GQ and the first like thing that he's doing like this, ain't the best one. That's not the best way to kind of like put yourself out there.
His representation should ask a question every time. What would Giroud do?
Yeah, and Jay Durepo just said it. His PR was Giroud.
Oh, yeah. Giroud was trying to ruin him. So
You Giroud and me. What are you?
Yeah. He maybe he can't carry a full Giroud, and that's the problem, you know?
You know, maybe he listened to the episode last week when we were talking about beautiful footballers, and he was like, I want to be in this conversation.
Well, you actually worked your way further away from the conversation.
Okay, you're in the conversation, but for the wrong reasons.
This is his second game versus Trinidad and Tobago, as far as I'm concerned. Right?
which one was worse? What was more devastating?
This one's going to feel longer lasting, I think.
Okay, we have a poll. Thank you, Colo Blanco. Said, who would put on a better photo shoot, Christian, Alexis, or Nutmeg?
Nutmeg is winning.
Nutmeg is currently winning. Okay.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy. So, what else? Fun fact. Gapas Sports said, fun fact or gun fact. Who knows? Tammy Abraham's first name is actually Kevin.
Can't be.
Kevin Abraham is not as fun. Okay. I think they mentioned this on the broadcast. I think Tammy.
It is. It's Tammy. Kevin Ogatenga Tamarabi Bakumo Abraham.
Oh, but he Tammy Abraham has a brother that is also, I think, Sammy, I believe. So I think it's like Tammy and Sammy or something like that. Or another name. I forgot what it was.
It'd be hilarious if his brother's name was just Bob. Like, it didn't have the three or four other names.
I remember I was listening to the broadcast. And I'm like, oh, Tammy, Sammy. And then I started thinking about, like, you know, MLS, you know, Gammy Abraham or whatever.
Yo, Gammy Abraham. He's not as good as Tammy, but trust me.
Justin Freeber says, Cooligans for the ESPN body issue. Ooh, should we do the ESPN body issue, Alexis?
They'd have to make my photo so small.
Well, it's just like a footnote at the bottom.
Please don't let me see your footnote.
Well, there have been like bigger dudes that have done the ESPN body issue, right?
I would do it at the drop of a hat.
Prince,
by the way.
Prince Fielder? Remember Prince Fielder did it? And he's obviously but first baseman for the Brewers.
Those are bigger athletes. I don't think anyone's done it who looks like a melted candle.
But it's supposed to be empowering, Alexis.
Bruh, it's going to be doing something.
I'm going to look like a toothpick out there, okay? You know, ESPN toothpick issue.
Yeah. Mine's going to be the ESPN whole lot of body issue.
Jet on the best said, Alexis is only covered by a Zaps bag, okay?
Yo, let's go. Voodoo heat, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, put some in the chat. Let us know what, you know, how would you photograph the Cooligans? What should we do?
Well, what should be the photo? Because, right, these guys are, like, playing football and soccer, and some of the women are playing, like, I remember one that was a shot putter or whatever, right? That was, like, one of those. Mm-hmm. Like, what do? We can't just be in front of the microphone. We have to be doing something.
We already got some submissions. Crimson Pizza said, Alexis strategically covered in pizza. Mm. Okay. Or maybe pepperonis over your nipples.
Okay. Okay. Cup and, you know, char.
Little double entendre type thing. You know, are you we know? Hiding? Are we not?
Is that it? Is it not? Why is there so much hair surrounding those pepperonis?
Oh my God. Justin Freeber, Alexis covers strategically in various meats from a charcuterie board.
I'm down for that. I know what to do. No one else is going to want to eat that. So I'm down. That's my food.
Chip was making said, Nutmeg for the pita body issue. Okay. Chip also said, Christian provocatively covered in kale.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay.
just swimming in a vat of soiling.
Just looking like Adam with a leaf over.
Zero KS1 said, you're a pizza eater athlete. I mean, I don't know if anyone else considers that an athlete. You know.
Justin Freeberg, 26, a Christian covered in gluten-free bread. But is it bread? If there's no gluten in it, interesting.
Mm. Ezekiel bread. That's your shit right there.
Robert from Alexa. Alexis, hold that giant wooden pan sliding a pizza into an old-fashioned oven.
Yeah, dude, I got a pizza peel in front of the old junkaroo. Or maybe I just cover it with a little calzone, eh? You or know a sandwich look, iguano.
I love these ideas. I love these ideas. So, look, any of those ideas are better than what the GQ photo shoot for Christian Pulisic. Like.
In fact, if you're listening, if you're not a part of the Twitch, shoot us a text randomly. without don't quantify what you're about to say. You don't have to give any preface. Just randomly tweet at us different naked photo shoots that Christian and I should be in.
Okay, yeah. People are gonna end up getting flagged real quick.
Yeah, dude, your phone's gonna get hot. Is something wrong with this battery?
Okay.
Got a question for you, Christian.
Go for it.
First manager to get sacked. Okay?
Okay.
You listening?
Yeah, I tend to do that on this live program that we're doing.
Well, when you don't react, I got to make sure. You still thinking about us naked, bro?
I'm just setting up. I'm staring at Tim Howard. No, I'm setting up the next couple topics.
Oh, here we go. Well, I mean, we're going to do, Robert from LA said, Pirlo, we're going to do Premier League, but I'm with you, Justin Freiburg. Is it Lampard? Is it Bielsa, which there's a lot of reports coming out now that he might be gone, right?
Okay.
Chip was taken, said first manager to get teabagged. I mean sacked. So Bielsa, Lampard, or what's the dude from Sheffield, Chris Wilder?
I don't know, but it sounds accurate.
Chris Wilder. Out of those three, who's the first to get fired, sacked, let go? You're fucking out of here.
I mean, it has to be the Sheffield manager, right? I mean, they're really...
Here's the thing about him, though. He is a Sheffield United legend, even in that town.
And what is Lampard to Chelsea?
But it's Chelsea.
I agree.
They don't give a fuck.
They got 5 points, man. They have some really, really bad losses. It has to be Sheffield. I mean, they're trying to stay up. That seems like an easy one. Maybe the tougher question, who goes first between Lampard and Bielsa? And in that case, it does feel like Lampard would go first.
You think Lampard? I feel like Lampard is going to get sacked no matter what. He's come out and he said, I'm a Chelsea fan. I'm a Chelsea person no matter what. That sounds like some shit you say before you get fired and you're trying to guilt trip them into giving you a little bit extra.
It sounds like you're already working on the sideline, bro. You're about to interview the new coach.
He's like, dude, I'm a Chelsea person through and through unless, you know, somebody else wants to pay me to be their manager. Not that I would because I have this job right now, but like if I didn't have this job and you offered me a lot of money, I'd be much less of a Chelsea person.
See, Bunts 2315 says, Frank spending too much with not enough wins. Very much agree. But how long is the leash?
But hold on,
Lampard.
If he doesn't get, I mean, Champions League, I get, is the big draw, right? But if he doesn't get relegated with as good a season as he had last year with no money, you think you kind of got to give him a little bit of time? Don't you think he's kind of earned this year?
If he doesn't get relegated, why would Chelsea get relegated? Is that
That's
even
what I'm
a
saying.
Concern?
If you're not relegated, then you didn't do that bad.
No, but it's champion. You got to be in Champions League with having spent as much money as you spent, right? I mean, look, the last.
But look how good he did without. You gotta give him, like, he's got extra credit. Like, he's got so much extra credit that he could kind of fail this year a little bit. You gotta give him this
that
season.
That was last year.
But look how good he did.
He did, but I mean, what? So what's going on this year? Why can't they? Why are they?
What
not
I'm saying
results?
Is, it's not a complete collapse. If he just finishes in the top, let's say 8, 9, I'm okay with that. I'm not a Chelsea fan, but if I was the Chelsea owner, I get Abramovich is a bit of a maniac, but I'd be like, all right, I kind of get it. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you had a bad year. You had a really great year. You way over exceeded what you were supposed to do last season. It balances out. You didn't get relegated. You've got 3 months of this new season coming up. You're not going to get the January transfer window.
Gal Pal Sports said, Frank to the Lionesses. That'd be interesting, right?
Obviously, that Phil would Neville, be great.
That would be a better move. Definitely better for them. I mean, look, some of the last results, right?
By the way, C Bunce 2315 said, Frank knows he's getting dumped. So he's doubling down. He's like, but babe, I love you so much. He's like, you know, remember how much fun we had on that trip we took? And how you said you would never dump me. Remember that?
The loss to Leicester was that was a really bad loss. They really got outplayed. And that's the kind of thing where Chelsea
Leicester were just in first. That's not, you can't count that against them.
No,
Leicester
no, no.
were just in first.
But Leicester are not. Chelsea should be able to compete with Leicester City.
No, not this season. I get because they spent so much
money.
But
that's the standard. The standard should be higher. That's
Chelsea
all.
Hasn't
you can't
won.
Let that go.
I don't think Chelsea's won a game against the big six. So as far as I'm concerned, you can't count the Leicester game. You're treating Leicester right now like they're Sheffield United. You can't do that.
No, I'm not saying that. But did you watch the game? They really could not find, they couldn't figure anything out. There were no real chances. They were just, everybody seemed like from like a 1-1, every Leicester player looked better than every Chelsea player. Pulisic was making a couple of mistakes.
Brendan Rodgers is a better manager than Frank Lampard.
I believe that, yeah. I mean, I think definitely more experienced, coached in the Premier League for much, much longer, been around much, much better teams. I think bringing in team, I just don't understand how these, Chelsea should be playing this fun, attractive football. Werner, Pulisic, Ziyech.
No, I think the mistake was the fact that you said Werner and Ziyech.
It's
before
crazy
then,
that
they
that,
did play that.
It's incredible that they're as bad as they are.
Chip was taken said Lampard is out of his depth like Pulisic in a sex shop. More like Pulisic at the men's department of a nice store. If we're gonna be honest, what is it with you and these coats, man?
I just think they should, week to week, they should be in like competitive games. They should be the team. The quality on the team is just outstanding. But when they are playing together, that all seems to like drop. Like the chemistry is just not really there. And it was weird because it was there during the restart. Before all these players came in, they were better. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. When Pulisic was there without. Without Werner, without Kai Havertz, without Ziyech, he was better, right? He got like 9 goals or something after the lockdown. So it's on Frank Lampard to figure out what is the best roster, and he has all these pieces, but they can't week to week they can't find any real consistency.
They look
terrible against Leicester. It was really bad.
And I think it's time to ask the question, is Timo Werner not a Premier League player, you know?
I mean, that's tough to say with the little amount of time that he's had, but it's starting to feel a little bit like, you know, Chelsea has these problems, and they've had these problems for years. How many absolute legendary players went to Chelsea and left and then became great? You know what I mean? Like, legendary players now. Mohamed Salah, terrible time at Chelsea.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Terrible time. Romelu Lukaku, terrible time at Chelsea. Like, there's just there's not really much of a leash to improve or get better. You just have to be like really, really good, and you have to show well. So
Timo
Werner might be
done?
Another example of that.
You know what Lampard should have done? He should have brought in, and this was something that they said like Ole should do, and I think he started to do. He should have brought in some of his era legends in as like assistant coaches and to work with the youth, and you know what I mean? Like, make it so that like that era has like a hold of the system. He should have brought in the Didier Drogbas. You know, he should have brought in the Florent Malouda's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just people that'll be around you that can, you know, sort of give more weight to who you are in your era and the importance of your legend, you know? Like, it to me, it just seems the easiest thing to do is say, like, I'm going to bring in some other folks from our trophy-winning era.
Yeah.
To just kind of be around. Like, everyone talks about, like, the class of 92, you know what I mean, and all that shit with United. He should have done the same thing. Judd on the bench said also Fernando Torres. And Glenster, yeah. Yes, we did say Salah. Yeah. DiRepo, Jay DiRepo said it's looking like Shevchenko all over again. Yo, Chelsea fans don't forget easy, man. The PTSD is wild with them.
Yeah, man. Look, I think the, I mean, they have to, they're in a slump without a doubt. I mean, like, and you know, we saw that with Arsenal, right? They're losing all these games, just not finding any chemistry, and now they've flip flopped, right? They got whatever disease that Arsenal had, they passed it on to.
We got that off our backs, and we handed it to Chelsea.
But you see, I mean, and it's like such a vivid, like, you see when a team is playing, you know, with like real chemistry and positive, like they're happy to show up to work, and Arsenal are you see that, and you see that all it takes is a couple, you know, it doesn't have to be Aubameyang, it doesn't have to be Lacazette, it doesn't have to be the superstar. You just need, you know, Kieran Tierney, Emile Smith Rowe,
yeah.
When you just have a couple guys that just like set things off, and you can put yourself in like a good trajectory, and Chelsea do not have anyone right now that are just playing in a way that brings some positive energy to the team. I mentioned this last week. I don't know what Kovacic is really doing. Look, not having N'Golo Kante is not helpful. But with all these offensive threats, it's crazy that Chelsea are always like mitigated all the time. They just like are so easily stopped. They have no real like creativity.
They and also completely fall apart in their own final third. They can get the ball to like 3 feet in front of the keeper and they don't know what to do with it. And a lot of it is honestly, maybe he's not playing in position. Maybe he's not being given the right service, which is hard for me to believe because of the level of quality that Chelsea has. But Timo Werner just seems like he has a mind for how to get the ball close to the goal, but not how to get it in, you know?
Glenster mentions Mason Mount. And Mason Mount, I think, is, you know, he's an attacking mid. He is good, but I think he's just, like, young, right? He's not there yet to be able to, like, manage a game, really, or take over a game. Like, you know, you know who would be great at Chelsea? Thiago. Thiago would be great right now.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just a guy, possession, knows exactly who to pass to, when to pass. Just like he's just clever enough, and they don't really have anyone. They have speed, they have athleticism. They don't have someone who is just straight up in the middle of the pitch with that has a, you know, a lot of creativity. And I think Kai Havertz can sort of be that, but he plays too aggressive to you know sort of be that. And
you know
whatever.
Who else could do that? Willian. Do you want him back, Chelsea? Free.
All right. Is there anything else we should talk about? David Alaba. I wanted to mention that. David Alaba going to Real Madrid.
Forget that. Did you hear the rumors? Speaking of Arsenal. And by the way, I think Aubameyang is back. I know we talked about it. I think this is it. I think he scored 2, which he only had 3 goals before that. So he's up to 5 in the season. I think we're going to start to see a resurgence. And all of it happens because of Saka and because of Emile Smith Rowe. Without them on the field, Arsenal look like they're lost, especially when we have Ceballos and Willian out there. We look like garbage. But the reason why I wanted to bring up something else when you said Real Madrid is because Arsenal is considering a loan deal for Martin Odegaard. Remember him? 17-year-old, $100 million, and then nothing has happened with him. You know, now he's at, I believe he's still at Real Sociedad, right?
Odegaard is at... no, he's not at Madrid. Where is he? Where's Martin Odegaard? No, he's at Madrid, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he's at Madrid. I think he's on loan still. Or did he go back to Madrid?
Yeah, he's there.
Whoa!
I don't know if he's playing, but he's there.
No, he's not getting minutes, so he wants out. Arsenal, the Mail. I mean, look, it's been mentioned by Sky Sports, but right now I'm reading something that says the Mail, so don't hate me, okay? The Mail says Arsenal have open talks with Real Madrid over a loan deal for Martin Odegaard and hope their good relationship with the Spaniards over Dani Ceballos will help them as they face stiff competition from Real Sociedad and Sevilla.
Okay.
All right. Does he want to stay in La Liga?
Be an interesting move. But this, I feel like this is always, people are always like, oh, if we just had, you know, Arsenal fans are always like, if we just had that one creative mid, it would unlock.
It's legitimately one of the most important parts of their system.
It is, but it's just like, how many people have had this opportunity to be this creative mid? They bring in Ceballos, they bring in...
No, we've tried to make it work with other people. Since Cazorla left, we haven't had. I mean, before that, it was Cazorla, Cesc Fabregas. I mean, we're talking about players that haven't been on Arsenal for 3-4 years now. So, yeah, this is, I think, Martin Odegaard, if he plays to the level that he played at Real Betis and Real Sociedad when he was on loan, if I believe it was Sociedad he was at loan at, if he plays at that level, then yeah, we've got the new Cesc Fabregas. We got the new Santi Cazorla. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know how I feel about a guy who can't even make the team around Madrid. I don't know how excited I'm going to get about
Santi.
It.
Neither could Santi. Santi was on, I believe he was on Sevilla. No. Yeah, he was
Valencia,
on the yellow.
Valencia.
No. He was on Sevilla. No. He was on Mallorca.
Because, before he went to Arsenal?
Yeah. Because we got him from... We got him and Nacho Monreal from the same.
Villarreal. That's what we mentioned.
Okay. Villarreal is the yellow team.
Yeah, Valencia is also... No, they're red and blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Bro Seth Happy Hour. Thank you so much for the follow. Okay. Is there anything? I mean, we're like at an hour. Is there anything
else?
Oh,
we got him from Malaga, not Mallorca. Malaga.
Okay, we see. Look, don't come here for facts or anything. That's not what we do on this show. So
Valencia is the one with the Bacardi, with the bat.
Someone mentioned something I wanted to talk about. I think it was Justin Freeberg. I don't know. There was some subject, but I don't remember what it was. Matthew Hoppe. We can just talk about that real quick.
The American legend at Schalke, who we've been talking about him for years. How old? 2015 is when this podcast started, so we've been talking about it since 2015.
Quite a while. He was, I think, a 14-year-old in grade school, we were talking about. Okay?
We were watching all his games. It was very awkward for the family, but we were very interested. We heard good things.
Scored again for Schalke. How are we feeling? This is the interesting thing, is that it's incredible. You used to see a young American thriving anywhere. He's obviously playing on a very bad team. Schalke will most likely get relegated. But
he won't. He gonna get paid.
Yeah, every time he scores, we see a tweet from USMNT. Like, you know, hey, the American Matthew Hoppe scoring. So you know
what that reminds me of? So a while back, Lil Wayne was talking about how he knew he made it.
Freshly pardoned Lil Wayne?
That's right. He made all the right decisions with his money, apparently, Lil Wayne. He was talking about how he knew he made it to like the upper echelon of the hip-hop game. And it was that Jay-Z called him, and Jay-Z said one sentence and hung up. He picked up the phone. They said, Jay-Z's on the phone. He picks up the phone, and Jay-Z says to Lil Wayne, I'll see you. One more word, which I'm not going to say. And that's it. That's all he said. Every time I see these tweets from USMNT about like Matthew Hoppe or one of these other kids playing well, I feel it's the same thing. Like, I see you. You know what I mean? Like, now I know who you are. Now you've reached the level where I even recognize who you are.
Yeah, but
my problem is USMNT should have known who he was before this.
Do you think there's a little bit of, frustration on Matthew's part of like, now you're tweeting at me when I was calling you, I was leaving you voicemails and you weren't responding. Now
I was sending you texts with links to highlight reels from my time at Barca.
Have you heard of it? So it's great to see. Look, but again,
Chip was thinking, said, I see you, my hobby.
That's Greg Berhalter calling. Nice, bro.
He hangs up and they're like, was that Greg Berhalter? I don't know. Some dude with a jersey accent just said he saw me.
I think there's it's nice to see him score. Five goals in three games. It's amazing.
Three straight matches he scored in.
But they keep losing. They're not great. They lost today. I forgot who they played.
But okay. So have you ever been on a show where everyone bombs but you?
Yes.
At the end of the day, you're
any show we do together.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Typically, right? Maybe that's just because I'm trying new material, Christian. should I be facing the crowd during comedy? You ever feel like everyone in the green room is like, oh, God, that crowd sucked and yada, yada, yada. And you're like, yeah, man, blah, blah. But in your head, you're like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I got him. You know, that's kind of how Hoppy's got to feel. Like, He's like, all right, fellas, let's get together. We can do something different. I don't need to do anything different. I'm doing pretty good. But the rest of y'all, right?
Hopefully, you know, my performances will inspire y'all right. to, like, do better. But
I'm trying to lead by example, you know. I'm showing you what a level of excellence I could achieve.
But continued success for the young man. It'd be, you know, I think at this point, you know, a couple more good games, and it's you know we start getting to the conversation of, does the U.S. have a solid, you know, new striker? And speaking of strikers, we should talk about Bobby Wood. Bobby Wood just signed with RSL.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, did you hear about this? This is
no.
Bobby Wood was playing in Bundesliga 2. I forgot for what team, but he played in Bundesliga obviously for a while as well. But no, that's pretty wild. I guess we'll see more of the news soon. Obviously, MLS draft is tomorrow, so obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot more moves made in the next couple of weeks. But that's a big one, Bobby Wood. We'll see if he can revive his career and his form, and hopefully get back into the U.S. men's national team, because he's been. I mean, obviously, he's had a couple of memorable moments. You know,
that's kind of shocking, because remember last year he turned down a move to FC Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear that.
And now here he is.
All right. Best of luck.
Poor Cincinnati, man.
Colubanco. Yeah, he played at Hamburg. He played at Hamburg for a long time. Okay, I think that's it. Unless there's anything else we missed, we've gone on pretty long. You know, we'll hang out here on Twitch. So everybody listening to the podcast, you won't get to hear all the exciting things that are going on Twitch because you're not on Twitch. So
you gotta get on that Twitch, baby.
Follow us on Twitch. We appreciate it. twitch.tv/SoccerCooligans or etwitch.com. So come check it out. Justin Freeberg said, can I get another Manscaped 4-minute ad?
Oh, baby, they're coming.
Just keep repeating it. All right, they get better every time. It's like a series where you're like, you watch it again. There's so much stuff I missed, you know.
Yeah, dude, it's like a really funny movie. You laugh so hard that you miss stuff, so you got to watch it again.
Shout out to Colo Blanco, the gulliest mod here on Twitch. Follow him as well. Great dude, always so supportive. So thank you everybody for joining us today.
Let's go back to Nutmeg Cam. Just one more.
Yeah, let's see what he's up to. Actually, I think we reached. I mean, he's really
he is out
late now. He
looked like he got shot in a movie,
like a overly dramatic death. You know,
it took too long. He didn't want to be off camera. He's like,
I think we received 10 subs. How many did we get? I feel like we maybe either got 8 or 9, so I feel like we should toss Nutmeg a treat before we go. Y'all earned it. Y'all earned it. So
super funny in the chat.
Thank you so much. Was it Chip was taking some Nutmeg looking like a Build-A-Bear? That's right.
Right? But like some of the stuffing came out of it.
Okay. So let's toss him a treat.
Oh, Chip was taken. Just gifted a sub to Philly Rican. That's so nice of you.
Sweet. Thank you. Okay, so we'll give him a treat, and then or should we? You know, we'll do it as we end the show. So let us wrap up the show, and I'll toss a treat. You know, just to be a whole party, the inauguration. hope it's a new day.
Everybody eats, baby.
Everybody. Triple Six, and now that's 10. It's and it's 69 subs. Nice. Okay. Very fitting. all right, everybody. So thank you so much for joining us. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!